I get to work each day about 7:30, and the sun is usually low on the horizon. It varies depending on the time of the year, but things generally cast nice shadows, things being cars and bikes and people, and objects around me generally cast pretty nice shadows at about 7:30 in the morning, especially pedestrians walking by. And on one particular day recently, I went out with my camera just to see if I could get a few good silhouette shots where the subject is so backlit that they're dark, and it's this intentional look where you just really see an outline of your subject. I don't really do that thing very often, so I figured I'd give it a shot. A shot. Oh, boy. Man, I've made that joke too many times. Sorry about that. Anyway, I sat down in the grass, and I spent just a few minutes waiting for people to wander by. I couldn't really force anything to happen, but I figured sooner or later somebody would walk past. It's a college campus after all, and sure enough, it only took a few seconds and people were wandering by. There was a few pedestrians, one or two bikers, a couple of cars, and I wanted to capture a sense of energy and motion as the day was starting. I shot this at f4 because why not? I don't really do these types of shots, so I figured it's a good starting point, and it worked out pretty well. I shot at ISO 200, though I should mention I forgot to set my ISO first. That's the first thing I do when I go out to shoot, is I look at my lighting conditions, think about the photos I'll be taking, and set the ISO. I forgot to set the ISO when I went to take this, and thankfully, I had it set to 200, but man, I would have been super bummed if I got back and turns out I shot at 800 or 1600 or something like that. So always check your settings. And if you think you've checked your settings, check them again. It doesn't hurt to double check your settings. Anyway, so I'm sitting there on the ground. I took several shots and I didn't want to motor drive, which means set the camera to high speed and just like jam on that shutter and it goes click, 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 click. I didn't really want to do that because I thought it'd be kind of creepy. If people are walking past, I didn't want them to feel self-conscious. Like, why is this strange person taking 100 shots of me just walking past? And even though it's totally legal, we're in a public place and everything, it just would be weird. So I tried to limit it to one or two shots per person or per subject. And I only spent a few minutes out there because I didn't want to spend all morning. So back in Lightroom later on, as I was looking over the photos, I had several that were okay, but this one, for a few reasons, really stood out over the rest. There's a nice sense of motion. She's got one leg on the ground, one leg behind her. Clearly, she's walking somewhere, and that wasn't present in some of the other photos. Even though these people were in motion when I took the photos, you didn't get a sense of motion and energy from looking at the still photos. Hopefully it looks like a college campus, at least. You've got those flags in the background and there's a parking lot and there's a building. And it might look like an office park too, I suppose. But I hope it looks like a college, especially because you can see she's got a backpack. And I know that it's kind of dark. It's a silhouette, so you might have to look a little harder to see that it is a backpack. But hopefully when you look at this picture, you see a college student. And you can see she's got cowboy boots on too, which lends a certain southwestern feel to the image, which is good because we're in Oklahoma. And I was pretty happy with how this all turned out. I didn't actually edit this much either. In terms of the coloring, this is almost exactly like it was straight out of the camera. I adjusted just a few things. You can go overboard with adjusting the contrast. So it's a silhouette, so I could have just upped the contrast a ton, and it would have been totally silhouetted. But I don't know. I thought that might have been a little bit of a cop-out. I wasn't really ready to go that much post-processing. And honestly, I was just pretty pleased with how it turned out straight out of the camera. I had to crop it down a little bit, but that's about it. Just a little bit of cropping and a few minor coloring adjustments to get it to represent what I saw in reality. So I was fairly pleased with how that turned out. The f4 aperture worked okay too, and I like that there's a subtle depth of field as the cars recede into the background. It would have been nice to have a background that's not so artificial, but you got to work with what you have available, and that's... I didn't really have anything available to me close by that was a natural background where you had plenty of background to work with and the sunlight coming through and stuff like that. So overall, I'm pleased with how the photo turned out. And the lesson here is I shot a very different photo in this same spot for the April 23rd weekly 50. If you go back to the April 23rd, you'll see it's a photo of a person on a bike, and it's a panning shot. And I talk a lot about how the 50 millimeter lens is a forced limitation. You can't zoom in and out, and so you have to move yourself to find the right framing composition for your photo, because you can't just turn a little dial on your lens and have your lens zoom in and out. So it forces you to be more creative and work within the limitation. Well, the lesson here is there's other limitations you can impose upon yourself as a photographer to help you grow, and one of those is location. Location can be a creative way of finding more photographic opportunities. There's probably more things around your immediate surroundings to photograph than what you might realize. And if you think you've exhausted the possibilities of a particular location, maybe think again. Maybe try and look from a different perspective or look at different subjects in that same location and see if there's more photographic opportunities right before your very eyes that you might have never even realized before.